Hey everyone, my name is Rissa Montañez, and I am your showrunner for Precious Cargo, the inaugural chapter in the new podcast anthology series, The Dead, brought to you by the Bloody FM Podcast Network in partnership with the George A. Romero Foundation. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are now in the second episode of Precious Cargo, and if you haven't listened to the first episode yet, definitely have a listen and get caught up in the story. And after listening, if you feel so inclined, please share with us. Let us know what you think about these episodes. We'd love to hear from you. And now, a brief ad break, and then this week's episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In a world plagued by the undead.
By the undead.
The stories of survivors are well known.
Survivors.
Heralded as examples of hope,
strength, and perseverance.
Over time, they become.
Fables. Legends.
Passed down from
survivor to survivor.
These are the stories
of the precious few
who walked the earth
as shells of their former selves.
These are their stories.
You are now listening to Precious Cargo, Episode 2.
She's eating it, Jaren!
Oh my God, oh my God! Jesus Christ!
Jaren, get back! She's climbing out!
Look at my arm! She's got a whole piece over me!
We're trying to find some clear air, but it's not looking good. Time to buckle in, and it's about to be bumpy again.
Oh, no, 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 no. She's out. Ellie? Stay calm. Jaren, get back!
Stay back! Stay away from me. Whatever's wrong with you, we can get you help. We'll help you get well again. Ellie, can you hear me?
Ellie?
Kat, what are you doing?
Jaren, get away from her! You're hurt!
No, Kat. Ellie. Here. Ellie, you're sick. They thought you died.
Jaren, I don't think she's sick. I think she's... I think she's dead. Ouch! God damn it!
Kat, are you okay?
Hit my head. I'm fine. Where is... Oh, there she is. On the floor. Over there.
So sorry, guys. We're doing what we can. Hang on. We'll through this rough patch soon.
Jaren, get away from her! Move!
She can't be dead. Look at her eyes. She can see me.
Oh, God. Jaren.
Ellie? Ellie, can you hear me? It's okay.
Jaren.
Don't get up. Just relax. We'll be through the heart of the storm soon. Then we can try to find someone to help you.
Get away from her!
Kat? Jared? I hear some big crashes back there. Everybody okay?
They're not responding.
Not now.
Jared? Kat? Everybody okay? Hit the comm if you can reach it. What's that?
Huh. It's my phone. Must have forgotten to put it on airplane mode.
You want me to grab it for you?
No, not now. Can't believe I even got reception through all this.
The miracles of modern technology.
I think we're pulling through it. What's the radar look like?
Ugh. It's not great, Jen.
Shit.
Yeah, it may lighten for a little while here. But we're nowhere near the end of this one.
Okay. Keep me calm.
Did I ever tell you about the time I flew a chopper through a waterfall?
No.
Sure did. When I was with the 117th, we were on a routine sweep for cartel activity. Before we knew it, we were hit by a G-10. Took out the tail and we were in free spin.
Holy shit. You saved the chopper?
Saved most of the unit, but not the chopper. What the hell's going on back there? You think they couldn't get buckled in and are getting thrown against the side or something? You guys okay back there?
Check on them when we hit a stable pocket. I need you up here with me right now.
Yes, ma'am.
What happened? To the chopper?
We were spinning. We lost the tail completely. The cartel had found our Black Ops team, had tracked the chopper, and shot at us from a ridge. They opened fire at us. My unit did what we could to fight back. I was trying to stabilize the chopper, but it wouldn't settle. I was getting nauseous.
Hang on. She's gonna dive for a sec.
Whoa, girl. Easy.
God damn this storm.
You're doing great, Jen.
Keep me calm, keep me calm. What happened?
I saw a break in the ridge as I was spinning. I couldn't get her under control, but I thought I might be able to get clear of the cartel and land her on the other side. I did a nosedive, and I didn't realize it, but with the weight of the chopper, it actually stabilized it a little bit. They were still shooting at us. We lost Harker, but nobody else. The guys couldn't see it. They thought I was flying us right into the side of the ravine, but I could see daylight reflecting on the water from the other side. We lost one of the engines, and I knew I had to use the force of the chopper against the water if I had any hope of surviving. We got close, and I could see the waterfall. I could see the daylight behind it, and the erosion around it. I knew I had to hit it perfectly. I did. I pulled up just as we hit the water, and I'll be damned if that bird didn't do exactly what I wanted her to. She broke apart as we hit, but the cabin was spared. The water tore the skids off, the top of the cave tore the rotor off at the same time. The force of it propelling us into the cave and out the other side almost unscathed. We disappeared into the jungle, regrouped at a different rendezvous point.
Holy shit.
Best flying I ever did.
Maybe you should be flying.
Nah, that was one in a million.
So's this goddamn storm. She's not stopping, Jaren. You gotta get the hell out of there. Jaren, now! Oh no, hang on! Jaren!
No, get off me! Get away! No, 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 no!
I'm coming! Get off of him! Don't you fucking move! Don't you get up. You stay right there, or I'm gonna... Jesus, Jim. Hold this to your neck. As hard as you can. We gotta stop the bleeding. I said don't move, Ellie.
Radar?
Won't clear for a while yet.
Jesus. Can you take her for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay, she's...
Jesus, what the hell was that?
I don't know. Sounded like a scream. Maybe Jaren? He get airsick?
Not that I know of. One of us should probably check it out. Make sure they're okay.
Okay, you go.
You sure?
Yeah, I'll keep her. You can spot in when you're back.
Roger. She's yours. Jaren, are you... What the fuck?
Troy? Thank God! Help!
What's going on?
I don't know. Jaren looks like he's hurt. And... What the hell? Who the hell is that?
It's Ellie. Jaren and I thought there was a rat running around one of the cargo containers. When we went to check, she just woke up and bit him. Help me!
What's going on, Troy?
Don't worry about it. I got it. Fly the plane.
Troy, is Jaren okay?
We need to keep her away from Jaren. First she bit him in the arm. Then when the turbulence got bad, she toppled onto him and started eating his fucking face. She bit him in the neck, Troy.
No. You stay away from me. No. Don't look at Jaren. Ellie, look at me. Come on. Look at me.
Destroy. Look out.
What the hell is she?
I don't know. But we can't calm her down. It's like all she wants to do is... eat us. Can you get the first aid kit?
Yeah.
Hurry!
Okay, found.
Oh, thank God.
Ellie, is it? Ellie, I'm the co-pilot. I'm gonna need you to sit down. Jesus, look at her eyes, Kat. They're like yellow and orange.
I know.
What's wrong with her? She's slow, and she's not steady on her feet, is she?
No. Every bit of turbulence knocks her down.
Good. I have an idea. Here, first aid kit. Catch. Hang on, Jaren. Get to Jaren.
Hey, it's me, Rissa, and I'm back with a quick message from our sponsors. Thanks for listening. And now, back to our show.
You're gonna try to open the boarding door?
No, that only works in the movies. There's 1,100 pounds of pressure on every square inch of that door. Not even Hercules could open it. But there is a door I can open. Hang on!
No! Get off of me!
Shit.
No. Get away! Get away from me, Ellie!
I'm coming, Kat! Get away from her!
Troy. Look out.
No! Troy!
She's trying to bite me. What the hell's wrong with you? Kat, I need you to distract her. Can you get to the tail and call for her?
What? No. I need to take care of Jaren.
We need to neutralize the threat first. I can't keep her pinned forever. If we hit another bad patch of turbulence and I bounce, she could be on top of me instead of the other way around.
Okay. You have a plan?
Yeah. But I need you to distract her for it to work. Jaren, I need Kat for this. It'll only be for a few minutes, then we'll patch you up good as new.
Don't go.
Troy, we're losing him. He's lost too much blood. We gotta close up these wounds now. Damn it! Why can't this plane just stay still? Hang in there, Jaren.
Kat! I can barely hold her. Another bump like that and... I need you to get to the tail. Now! Jaren's gonna have to wait.
Go.
Kat, go.
Okay. Jaren, hold on. Hold on for me. Please.
All right. Now.
Hey. Whatever you are, Back here! Look!
Okay, keep going. I'm getting up in 1, 2, 3. Okay, I'm clear. She's all yours.
Ellie? Hey! Look over here!
Keep calling
Ellie.
Her. She's slow and she has almost no balance. For God's sake, hold on to something.
Ellie? No. Don't look at Jared. Look at me. Come on. Yeah, that's it. Keep coming.
It's working. Keep going. On it. Keep her busy.
How long? She's getting closer.
Jen!
Troy, what the hell's going on back there? We're hitting some tough stuff and I could really use you up here.
Jen, I need you to do exactly what I tell you to do.
What?
Kat, get to Jaren and hold on.
Troy, what are you talking about?
Bank the plane left.
What? In this? Are you crazy?
Bank left! Now!
What the hell are
Pull up!
You?
Now! And do it! Steadier. Right. Now!
Troy, it's not working. She's hitting the containers, but she's just getting right back up.
I'm not trying to drive her into the containers. Come on. Open. Don't be stuck in your stupid bathroom door.
Troy?
Come on. Open. Jennifer, dive!
Okay. Troy, what are you doing? What kind of plan is this?
Yes! Jennifer, steady.
Okay.
Come on, Ellie. Right here. Just a little further. Come on.
Troy, watch out. She's... Oh, my God. Troy, she's gonna bite
you! Right. Now! Get in there! Jen, steady!
That was your plan?
Yeah. Trap her in the shitter. Now we gotta block the door and make sure she doesn't get out.
Troy!
Keep her steady, Jen.
Okay, you wanna tell me what the hell is going on?
I'll be up in a minute. Gotta take care of a few things here first.
You gotta tell her.
I will. But she's gotta fly the plane right now. Because we gotta make sure Ellie stays in there, and we save Jared's life. Yeah, you gotta stay in there, Ellie. There. That should hold her.
Troy, get in here now!
Shit. Work on Jaren. I'll brief Jen and be right back.
Okay.
Troy, what the hell is going on?
We gotta go back, Jen. The coffin we brought on, the girl, she's not dead. I don't know what she is, but she bit Jaren. He's losing a lot of blood, and we're not far enough to make it to Hawaii. Jaren may not have that much time. We gotta go back.
We can't go back.
What? Why not? It's Jaren. He needs help.
Remember the phone call?
Yeah, I couldn't believe you got reception.
Listen.
Hey, Jenny. I don't know what the hell to make of all this. I'm in a closet, trying to hide. There's people walking all over the place. They're not dead because they're walking and they can look at you, but they're not living either. We tried to listen. We tried to reason with one of them, but she bit Kev. She bit him, Jenny. Tore his flesh right off. Then she ate it.
Oh my God.
Just listen. There's more.
The whole airport's overrun. Nobody can tell where they're coming from, but you gotta get to Hawaii. You gotta get there and get safe. I don't know how this is gonna play out, but if there's any way I can get back to you, even though we'll be half a world away, well, goddammit, then I'm gonna do it. Shit, they hear me. I gotta be quiet now, but listen. Get to Hawaii. Go to our favorite spot. Stay there. I called Ronnie at H&L. He said he hadn't seen anything strange in Honolulu. So get there. Don't come back here. I'll find you. Go to Hawaii. I'll find you, Jenny. I love you.
We can't go back to Australia, Troy. I'm sorry, you heard Bill.
We have to. Jaren may die before we reach Hawaii. He needs a hospital. Now.
H&L? Come in, H&L.
We're too far away for Hawaii to hear us.
I know, but I had to try. SYD? SYD? SYD ATC, do you copy?
Fiji.
SUV? Come in, SUV. VLI? Come in, VLI. God damn it!
You don't think that it's happening everywhere, do you?
I don't know.
We gotta land this plane somewhere and figure this shit out.
We'll go to Hawaii. You heard Bill. Ronnie said nothing's happening there.
We're a long way from Hawaii. If we do that, Jaren may bleed out.
Troy!
I'll be right back. Jen, we gotta land this plane and get Jaren real medical attention. Or we're gonna be doing surgery with the first aid kit.
Is that her?
Keep trying airports. See if you can get through to anybody. Kat and I will try to stabilize Jaren until we can get him to a hospital. Jen? Jen.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Maybe even try Bill again. See if by some miracle you can get reception now that the storm is cleared. See if he knows a place we can land that isn't impacted.
Hey, Jenny. I don't know what the hell to make of all this.
Jen? What the fuck? Jen, did you lock the door?
Troy! Get over here! We're losing him!
No!
Go to Hawaii.
Bill says it's safe in Hawaii.
I'll find you, Jenny.
So we're going to Hawaii. I'm sorry about Jaren. Troy.
I love you.
He didn't deserve this, but we can't go back. We gotta go where it's safe. So we're going to Honolulu.
Jen, we gotta land!
Troy, help!
Turn the plane around now! Please!
Troy.
Jen!
Troy.
Jaren, I'm here.
Here, Troy. Put pressure here. We gotta stop the bleeding.
Okay.
She's not getting out of the bathroom?
No, it's fine. Now what do I do? Jaren, can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. Hey, that's great. Keep listening to my voice.
God damn it. There's not enough gauze to pack the wound. Did you see anything over there in the kitchen that we could use? A rag or a paper towel? Anything?
Why? Are you still there?
I'm here, Jaren. Stay with me. Listen to my voice. You're gonna be just fine.
You hold me. I'm scared.
Yeah, I will. I'm here.
Troy.
No, sorry. I didn't see anything.
Toilet paper.
I'm not letting her out of the bathroom.
Cat.
Hang on.
Cat.
Yeah, Jaren?
Cat. Go out with Liam when you get back. It's time to start again.
Okay, I will. But let's not worry about that right now, okay? We're gonna worry about you first. What are you doing, Troy?
Will my shirt work?
Can you tear it into strips?
Yeah. How many?
I don't know. As many as you can.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry. I was the asshole. It's my fault.
It is.
You picked a hell of a way to end a fight. Stay with us. Kat's gonna bandage you up. We're gonna get you to a hospital.
and you're gonna be good as new before you know it.
Troy.
Give me the strips. I gotta wrap him. We gotta stop this bleeding.
Kat?
Pull this. Tight. Now.
Jaren? Jaren, can you hear me? Jaren!
Come on, Jaren. Stay with us.
Kat, hurry.
Turn his head. He's choking on his own blood. Puck, she got an artery. I think that's what it is.
You think? You don't know?
No. I'm sorry, Troy. A few weeks of first aid training is as good as it gets for me, okay?
Jen! Open the fucking door! We gotta land at the nearest hospital or Jaren's gonna die! Jen! Can you hear me? Jen!
I'm sorry, Troy. I'm sorry about Jaren, but we're going to Hawaii.
Damn it, Jen!
Troy.
Jen!
Troy!
At least let me in to talk, Jen!
Troy!
What, Kat?
He's gone.
No, no, no!
I'm so sorry. I couldn't stop the bleeding. There was just too much blood, and I couldn't stop it. Troy, I couldn't.
Kat, let me see him.
I am so sorry.
No. Jaren. No. Jaren. No, don't go. Please, please, don't leave me. Please.
Troy, you know what? You win.
Wake up, Jaren. Come on.
I'll turn the plane around, okay?
Please.
I think I can get to Vanuatu.
Troy.
There's gotta be some kind of medical facility for Jaren there.
He's gone.
The Dead was created in partnership with Bloody Disgusting and the George A. Romero Foundation. Precious Cargo was written by Jeff Whitehead. Jaren is Marquise Moore. Catalina is Risa Montañez. Liam is Chris Harris Beachy. Troy is Brandon Ewan. Jen is Janine Bauer. Bill is Chris Mulgelton. Ellie is Kayla Temshiv. Extra screaming and zombie sounds by John Serrano. Dialogue editing by Risa Montañez. Sound design by Veronica California. Music by Newt Schottelkotte and directed by Hannah Wright. The Dead's showrunner is Risa Montañez. Produced by Pacific S. Obadiah. With executive producers Tom Owen and Brad Miska. Credits read by Suzanne Desrochers Romero, a Bloody FM production.